Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
Hey. Well, thanks for joining me, man. I just, you know, I had to get rid of them technical difficulties, but you're here live, man. Thanks for doing this again.
No problem.
Yeah, we'll just kind of take it from the top again, man. Now that you got a good signal, I got a good signal. Still had some problems with it. Right into it, we're 3 minutes into live, and anyways, we'll welcome everybody that's listening. If you aren't listening, you want to go back, you can go back and listen to the whole thing in its entirety. I got everything archived. Please make sure you go like the NC Wrestling Radio Facebook. It's facebook.com/NC Wrestling Radio. I need to hear from you. You know, if you know anybody out there, any North Carolina wrestlers worthy of being, interviewed, you know, just shoot me an email on that site or, just let me know. All right, Michael, you here with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. We'll start by saying, like I said, thanks for doing this again. And, we're going to start off by saying, how did you get into wrestling? We're going to do is take it from the top like last night. How did you get into wrestling?
Ever since I was little, I was always in different sports, from baseball, football, all that. And then I was getting too small for football when all the other kids were getting bigger and stuff. So my dad took me to Mount Tabor where Jason Hooker, or I'll call him Coach Hooker, but he was having a Renegade like youth club, and I just kind of started with him and just fell in love with it. So
why Mount Tabor? Like, what, you know, what drew you to Mount Tabor? That you know Jason Hooker, you know, did your dad, or did you know, or did you just, how did you figure out about Mount Tabor? Why not West or Scythe or Reynolds or any of those other high schools? Where did you hear Mount Tabor from?
My dad got in touch with Hooker at the beginning, and both my older sisters went to Mount Tabor, and I lived at the time about 5 minutes away from the school, so it was just a convenient place to go.
What made you take up the sport? I mean, you know, a lot of people, especially, you know, in North Carolina, you know, some kids don't even know wrestling existed in high school. Like, who brought up wrestling?
He brought it to me. I guess my dad. I mean, he thought I would like it, and he ended up being right. And I just really like the challenge of it, and just it's a pure sport, so can't. Yeah. So.
Gotcha. And I guess in you're in middle school in eighth grade, and you started in sixth grade, and you're wrestling all through middle school, and then I guess you're thinking you're going to go to Mount Tabor, and then the head coach of Mount Tabor, Jason Hooker, decides to take a middle school job in Davie County at Ellis Middle School. So you kind of went over there. Was that kind of a was it kind of like a culture shock for you? I mean, what I mean by that is that, you know, you're used to going to, you know, with your friends all through middle school, and these are the people that you know, and then all of a sudden you have to do your ninth grade year at a school where you just basically don't know anyone.
At first it was a little hard, but once I made friends and stuff over there, it wasn't a big deal. I fell right in place, and the wrestling there was what I needed, so it all worked out.
That's good. Now, then, when you're at Davie, how was the program then? Like, you know, when you were there, like, how was the program?
It was good. I mean, I definitely had some good partners to go with. Coach Buddy Lowry was there, and then Hooker came and helped out a lot, which is a big help to me. Yeah, I mean, it worked. I mean, Davey was at the top my freshman year. We got second, so it's definitely a good place to be.
Yeah, you know, Coach Hooker ain't going to leave you hanging like that. He's a good dude. So you get I guess you're there, and you know you're wrestling for this, you know, for a program that basically has, well, at the time currently going into it, has two powerhouse like wrestling middle schools. How did you say the competition in the room was at that time?
It was definitely a challenge. I mean, I had, like I said before, I had some good partners in there. So, I mean, there's definitely top placers in the States in that room and stuff. So there's always somebody to go with.
Right. Okay, so basically you end up being a stellar high school wrestler, and you decide to go to Penn State, you know, which, you know, we all know Penn State, powerhouse wrestling team, three-time NCAA D1 national champions, with a four-time undefeated NCAA coach in Kel Sanderson. And you decided to go there, and, you know, and I'm pretty sure you get the question a lot is, you know, well, why? I mean, it's always seems like, you know, when you get a and I'm not saying that North Carolina isn't at that level or anything, but a lot of times when a wrestler here in North Carolina, when they choose to go out to the Midwest, to go up north, you really don't hear from them anymore. It's like, okay, the competition is so good that, you know, you're not, that sometimes you may not get mat time. So that being said, what made you pick Penn State, you know, instead of going to Appalachian, UNCG, Duke, Davidson, all of these schools here in North Carolina has wrestling?
Well, for me, I just, on my visit, I just kind of fell in love with it and the coaches there. I mean, I really decided to go there just because if I wanted to be an NCAA champion or All-American, that Penn State would be the place to that could help me achieve that goal. And, I mean, we have the best coaches in the room. We have the best training partners in there. So, I mean, and with, like, the starting time and everything, if I wanted to be the best at something, I would have to go there. Just the coaching would get me there, so, yeah.
Well, now, so as a student-athlete, how hard is it to balance the academics and then your wrestling practice, and then, you know, there may be a wrestling practice in the morning and a wrestling practice in the evening, and you got class. How are you able to balance all this?
A lot of it for me just comes down to time management and using your time wisely. Wrestling does take up a big portion of my day, from morning lifts to practices. So, but we have like tutors and mentors and things we can get whenever we need. So, I'm kind of have my academics under control. So,
well, you've never, you know, struck anybody, I hope, as being somebody that's not smart. I mean, I'm pretty sure you can grasp it. Who are some of the, like, you know, major ones that you kind of train with, like on a daily basis? Like, of course, Nico Megalutis is kind of new your weight class. You train with him a lot?
Yeah, we usually train with different partners every day, but I go with Nico every now and then. He's two weight classes below me, but he goes so hard that it's always good to get a workout in. And then also, we have like a regional training center there, so we have like Franklin Gomez, Mark McKnight, and other freestyle guys that are in there that we're allowed to train with. like today I actually went with Franklin Gomez, who is a world silver medalist. So, I mean, you can't, we have the top notch training partners in here.
Now, what is your major? What are you wanting to, you know, to do? Like when it's, I guess when this is all said and done, you know, what is your major? What's your backup plan? What do you want to do?
Right now I'm in recreational parks and tourism management. To be honest, I'm still not really sure what I want to do later in life, but I'm starting to maybe think of being like arena management or something along those lines.
So you're probably going to be working at Disney World or something.
Maybe.
I got you. Wouldn't be a bad job. So with this wrestling, how far are you wanting to take it? I mean, do you want to do Worlds and Pan Ams and all these other world-recognized tournaments?
Yeah, I've always considered it. I mean, I'm at the place where I have the resources where I could do that if that's what I chose. I'm kind of thinking that I may try it out for a little bit, see how it goes, and we'll see.
It's kind of conversation that it's kind of question to ask like a lot of wrestlers who are going to college or currently in college. So we all know, as of now, there's no 2020 Olympics. And I remember asking you a question the other day about, when you get through a college, you would try doing mixed martial arts. What makes you want to do that?
Just because it's, wrestling helps out a lot in that sport. And, having a job like that, just training all day and everything would seems pretty cool to me. I'm a competitor, and just the competition and physicality of it all just kind of draws me towards it.
I've known you for a pretty long while. It's just you just don't look like the type of person that would hit somebody. I guess you never know. It brings a lot of that up. I guess it just takes stepping out there. You worked out a couple of times, I guess.
You're breaking up again. Sorry.
No problem. What about now?
It's better.
Okay. I know you worked out with Combat Athletics a little bit over the summer. He kind of made me roll with you. How was that experience? Just kind of working out with him a little bit and helping his club out.
Just one more time. I can hear you clearly now. I'm sorry about that.
No problem. You worked out a little bit with Josh Stanley, former Davey wrestler, who has a wrestling club, and he's done a little bit of MMA here and there back in the past. How was it working out with him?
It's definitely what I needed before I went to college, and then during the summer, he's got that wrestling background, and he was a little bigger than me, so it's just a good partner to have when I come back home. And then with the MMA and stuff, just to, over the summer, just to switch out the workouts and stuff, it's fun just to kind of whirl around or get on a bag and just go at it. So, I mean, it's
right.
Different, but it's good. So, I really appreciate having Josh. So,
yeah. How... I never really know how a lot of coaches, of course, you don't do this stuff until after it's said and done. Have you ever asked, or have you ever heard maybe Kel Sanderson, have you ever heard his take on, wrestlers who want to pursue that? You got Phil Davis, who's a Penn State wrestler who is, one of the, he's got a decent career right now. With the UFC, has Kel Sanderson ever gave anyone like his take on wrestlers doing it?
Honestly, that's a good question. I should probably ask him that, but no, I've never really heard him comment on that.
Right.
But I don't think he'd have anything against it.
Well, yeah, I guess when it's all said and done, you know, I always tell these, you know, these high school wrestlers that, you know, they want that know that I actively promote it. They always want to say, hey, I want to do MMA after high school. First thing I always tell them is they need to go to college because, I mean, yeah, you got a good little high school wrestling background until you run up against somebody who's, you know, an all-American wrestler. But, you know, I always want to ask that because, you know, I know that, you know, I just never know, like, how some of these coaches feel when, when these wrestlers decide to pursue it. So, now, your summer plans, what are your summer plans as far as, you know, helping, you know, achieve, you know, your goal of, you know, being an NCAA tournament and placing and becoming a national champion? Are you going to help out with the Penn State wrestling camps? Are you going to help out with any other college camps? What are your summer plans as far as training and wrestling?
Well, I'll probably be up here most of the summer. It's just sacrifices I have to make to achieve those goals. But at the end of May, once exams end, I'll be here until the end of May. And I'll be wrestling at University Nationals, which is a freestyle tournament. And then I'll go home for a little bit, and then I'll come back for camps. And we'll be working out all during that. And I'll probably end up staying a good while after to train. So.
How hard is it for you to be a kid?
You're breaking up again.
Can you hear me?
Not yet.
I got rid of the on my end. Maybe on your end. Can you, what about now?
What?
Can you hear me now?
It's a little bit better.
Justin, if you like to be the web instructor, you know.
You're still breaking up, I'm sorry.
No problem. Where are you at, like, right now? Are you in a place with good reception on the phone?
I think you cackled a little bit. No.
What about an app?
Still a little bit. Not too good. Not too clearly.
To the weather up there?
I can hear you clearly now, but well, last winter wasn't
I guess
bad,
you can't hear me.
I can hear you now.
You know, at some point I guess I'm going to try to make this thing work, and I'm doing the best I can. This is the worst week of
That's fun. Hello?
Michael, can you hear me? You say you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
All right. I don't know what that was. Anyways, I was asking, how hard was it adjusting to the weather up there?
Well, last year, my freshman year, it actually wasn't a bad winter, but this year it was crazy. The winter was just long. It snowed. Almost, it seemed like every day, and it got to the negatives, so it wasn't too bad getting used to it, but it's still not a North Carolina winter, so.
Right. I got you. Yeah, man. Dude, like I said, I appreciate you doing this again. I don't know. I guess I might have to stop using primetime spots because that's when everybody wants.
I lost you.
I kind of got what I wanted. I got what I wanted from you, man. Here's what I'll do, man. Like I'll keep in contact with you kind of throughout the wrestling season, and I'll have you back on. It always seems to mess up on you. I don't know why that is. No. But yeah. Thank you, man, for being on here. And I won't take up any more of your time. I'm just gonna have to be satisfied with this one. I tried to make it right, and it still ended up messing up. But all right, Michael, man. I'll talk to you later, and good luck with everything, man.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. That was Michael Waters. I want to really, really again apologize for the technical difficulties. It's beyond my control. I mean, it's all about technology, and you know, that's the thing, you know, technology's always messing up. But yeah, I mean, I tried. Anyways, that was Michael Waters, and hopefully you guys registered for the Southside tournament. That's tomorrow, April 20th. I think registration's probably been cut off, but if you walk in there at 7:00 in the morning, I'm pretty sure you can get in the tournament. Probably be like a late entry fee, but still at the end of the day, it's at Parkland, powerhouse wrestling team. There's going to be nothing but good competition there. So, I mean, it may be worth paying the extra $5 and, you know, you get a little wrestling in and go home and call it a day. Thanks for being with us. And I really want to thank a person that's kind of everybody, so I appreciate your help, Abby, and yeah, I won't hesitate to use you again. Anyways, guys, have a good night and be safe out there, and thanks for listening to this episode.